Hello and welcome to our podcast series. My name is Megan Drella and I'm a Senior Solutions Manager here at Outsource Strategies International. Today I'll be discussing the dental codes for gingivectomy. The teeth in the mouth are divided into four quarters or sections. Let's take a look at the CDT codes that describe gingivectomy procedures and when each CDT code should be used. D4210 for gingivectomy or gingivoplasty is for four or more contiguous teeth or tooth-bounded spaces per quadrant. D4211 is one or three contiguous teeth or tooth-bounded space per quadrant. These procedures are performed to eliminate subrepony pockets to restore normal architecture when gingival enlargements or asymmetrical or unaesthetic topography is evident with normal bony configuration. D4210 is covered when four or more teeth within a section meet the allowable criteria. D4211 is covered when one to three teeth within a section meet the allowable criteria. D7971 is used when inflammatory or hypertrophy tissue is being removed on a partially erupted or impacted tooth. D4274 can also be used for this procedure. This code does not include any osseous recontouring or removal and is used when the procedure is performed in an edentulous area adjacent to a tooth, allowing removal of a tissue wedge to gain access for debridement and to reduce pocket depth. However, any benefit for the procedure will be disallowed when performed in conjunction with another surgical procedure in the same area. For instance, if bone removal is indicated or performed, D4261 should be used instead of D4274. As coding for dental procedures can be really complex, a comprehensive dental eligibility verification to verify your patient's coverage before the procedures are performed is very important. I hope this helps, but always remember that documentation as well as a thorough knowledge of payer regulations and guidelines is critical to ensure accurate reimbursement for the procedures performed. Thank you for joining me and stay tuned for my next podcast.